Critic Ted Libby is here. Hi, Ted.
Hi, Fred.
Now, before you tell us which CD, which recording you've picked of these late Mozart symphonies, I want to ask you about this. This is music that actually introduced you to classical music.
This particular piece and this very recording that we're listening to now was where I began my exploration of classical music. Christmas Day, 1965.
Oh, you even remember the day.
Yeah, it was Christmas Day. My parents knew that I was very interested in music from a course I was taking in high school. And so under the Christmas tree, there was a Zenith portable stereo and one LP record. And it was this one of Mozart's G minor symphony with the Columbia Symphony Orchestra conducted by Bruno Walter. And that was where it all began. And I must have listened to this recording thousands of times in my life, and I still love it.
Well, maybe we'll have a special first love category for that CD to go in. But which recording did you pick?
Well, I ended up finding myself bound by my education, I suppose. And I chose the recording of one of Bruno Walter's acolytes, Karl Böhm, the Austrian conductor, who worked with Bruno Walter and with Richard Strauss, two great Mozartians, from whom he certainly learned a lot, but he also brought his own ideas to the interpretations of the Mozart symphonies. He is able to find the animation in Mozart's music, I think largely because he was a master of the opera, but he's also able to give it the sense of breathing, the sense of expression that it really demands. His sense of tempo, above all, is just about unimpeachable. Böhm always was able to pick the right tempo in Mozart, and you get that sense here in these accounts.
Ted, I think I hear in that what you're talking about. It has to be about balance. On the one hand, it has to be disciplined and regimented, but not too regimented. On the other hand, there's exuberance and emotion, but not too much. You know, not too fast, not too slow, not too delicate, not too powerful. Sort of finding the golden mean in Mozart, and Karl Böhm did that in these 1962 recordings.
Yeah, you call it the golden mean. I could call it the Goldilocks, but it really is that sense of not too hot and not too cold. This is one of the most brilliant orchestral allegro of the 18th century. There's no question. This is it. And the tempo is allegro vivace. And it's definitely vivace, but it's not driven. It's not pushed. And Mozart's writing here, this is a march. This is a grand march in C major with brilliant trumpets and drums. But at the same time, it has that wonderful singing subject right in the middle of the theme.
Well, and speaking of that singing sound, actually, in the Berlin Philharmonic, this is 1962. This is before they switched over to steel strings. These are gut strings hearing?
Yeah, I believe these are still gut strings on the violins that we're hearing. And that gives them a sheen, a silkiness that's really noticeable in the way they play this music.
That sheer beauty of sound from the Berlin Philharmonic from 1962. But Ted, what I'm also hearing here is something that you mentioned earlier. Karl Böhm is an opera conductor, and he's making those lines really sing.
Yeah, this is an andante cantabile, a singing andante. And you can tell that it's an aria of deep expression. You can imagine this being sung. It's very ornamented. It's got these big leaps that indicate intense feeling, and it has these ornamental lines that show a kind of vocal approach to the writing. And then the way Mozart lays the colors of the woodwinds over the strings to create little extra bits of texture and color that signifies some kind of emotion. And I can't put my finger on it, you know, because that's just the way Mozart is. There's this wonderful emotional ambivalence. Something is going on, and it haunts you, and it makes you feel, and you don't quite know what it is. And that's, of course, what happens in Mozart's operas, too. Mm.
Well, let's hear how this all comes together in Mozart's Symphony No. 40, the G minor symphony, Mozart's penultimate symphony. Carl Böhm is conducting the Berlin Philharmonic. This is a 1962 recording on the Deutsche Grammophon label. And this, by the way, is on a 2-CD set with the last 6 symphonies of Mozart. So this is really a canonical collection of Mozart symphonies from Carl Böhm and the Berlin Philharmonic. And Ted, what will we hear in this Symphony No. 40?
This is a piece that Alfred Einstein, the cousin of the great physicist, once described as a fatalistic piece of chamber music. And there is that quality of urgency and agitation and almost of dread in some of this music, and yet there is much light as well. So what we'll hear is a play of texture and topic carried out at the most exalted, elevated level you can imagine.
Mozart's Symphony No. 40, Carl Böhm conducting the Berlin Philharmonic. Ted Libby, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Fred.